Let us go to John, the 7th chapter, verses 37 through 39 for our thoughts for the day. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." So Jesus announced on this occasion that God's Spirit would be like water, precious water, like water dew from heaven, which would water the soul and make the barren soul fertile and fruitful in his love and in his righteousness. But we see the price tag here in order for a soul to have that Spirit. Sometimes people say to me, well, I've been praying for so long for the Spirit of God, for the baptism of the Spirit, and I just can't seem to attain. What is the problem? Jesus announces here, if any man thirst. If any man thirst. And so the word thirst in the Greek means to be dry. It means to be feeling distressful. It means a distressful feeling caused by a desire or a need for water. It means a strong desire. It implies a craving, a longing, a strong yearning, a deep anxious longing for water. And so, beloved, obviously, then if Jesus said that we could have it, if we would thirst, then if we do not have it, that means we have not thirsted sufficiently. We have not, beloved, become dry enough, as it were, in our own souls. Sometimes people fill their souls with the water from this world, and so therefore they're not really, really thirsty. You know, if you are drinking something, anything, regardless of what kind of liquid, it sort of helps to satisfy your thirst momentarily. But when you get thirsty enough, I'm a living witness that Jesus Christ will come and he will minister his precious water of life through the precious Holy Ghost. And so many times, beloved, in the natural, we are thirsty for the waters of other people's spirit, their love, their attention, their security, their comfort. And when we're drinking of those waters, those strange waters, then how can the Spirit of God come and fill us like rivers of living water, flooding our hearts and flooding the channels of our spirit, our soul, our very being, until we will be certainly more than satisfied. And we would be like then the Queen of Sheba. We will be saying, well, the half has never yet been told. There's no way we can tell you the delightful, exquisite joy and satisfaction of being filled with rivers of living water. And Jesus announced that to the Samaritan woman at the well. Remember, and Jesus asked the Samaritan woman, give me a drink. And she said, how is it that you ask water from me, me being a Samaritan? And Jesus said, well, if you knew who you were speaking to, then you would ask me for water, and I would give you this water. And Jesus said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water of Jacob's well shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In other words, he said, I'll give unto them that are thirsty and ask of me drink. I will give you water of my spirit. I will give you rivers of my spirit. And you will never thirst again for the rivers of the world. They are poor substitutes for the divine, living, everlasting rivers of God's spirit and God's life. And so, beloved, God has always provided for the thirsty. In Exodus 17 and 3, God said that he led them and provided for their thirst. Confirmed it in Isaiah 48:21. And then again in Nehemiah 9:15 and verse 20, he establishes again how that he gave them water out of the rock to quench their thirst when they were thirsty in the wilderness. And so, beloved, God began in the beginning with man and put a river in the middle of the Garden of Eden. God has always provided these rivers of living water. He began in that garden, and he placed there a beautiful river, marvelous, sparkling Jasper River, that separated and departed into four heads. And then we find at the very closing of God's book of life, the Word of God, the divine truth of God in the book of Revelation, then we see another river out of the new city that came out from under the throne of God. And again, Jesus, through his word, established the same price tag, as it were, in Revelation, the 22nd chapter and verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. So God has a living rivers, living water, living truth to be given to us by his Spirit. But the condition is to be thirsty. That is the condition. To become dry, to become dissatisfied with your present rivers of this world that you're drinking of, beloved. And to become dry, to become thirsty, to become filled with intense craving and longing and desire for the water of life, the water of God's Spirit. The psalmist said in Psalm 42, in verse 2, he said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And so, beloved, the psalmist thirsted after God, and God satisfied his thirst. And again, in Psalm 63:1, he said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What a revelation that he had arrived at, beloved. He wasn't talking about literal water here. He was talking about spiritual water. He lived in a dry, thirsty land, he said. I've discovered there's no satisfaction out there in the world. I've discovered that human beings cannot meet the need of my heart and my soul. I've discovered that only my God can do this. No wonder the Word of God said that Jesus was a root out of a dry ground. Jesus did not look to the world, beloved, for the rivers of water. He looked to the invisible river of the Spirit of God that God had so generously poured out upon him and through him without measure. He looked to that river for his sustenance, for his comfort, for his joy, for his life. And so how wonderful. If we don't have a thirsty heart, surely we can pray and say, oh God, fill me with an insatiable thirst for the Spirit of God, for the Word of God, for the waters of thy life, and for thy truth. And again, we find King David saying in Psalm 143 and verse 6, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. I'm just like a dry, a desert land waiting for the clouds to come with the beautiful rain and to fill and satisfy my earth. May you long and thirst for him. If you do not have a thirsty heart today, would you ask God to fill you with an insatiable thirst for his Spirit? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for thy presence, for thy power, for thy word, and for the rivers of truth and the rivers of life through thy Spirit and through thy word. Oh God, we ask that you would fill every longing heart, every thirsty heart in Radio Land today with a new visitation of divine living rivers from on high of thy Spirit and of thy word, because we pray in Jesus' precious, lovely name. Amen.